Yesterday, the Rawhide dropped another heartbreaking loss, falling to 0-3 in extra inning games this season. Tonight, Visalia will look to return to the win column as they travel 40 minutes up the road for Game 3 of the six-game series. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Chichancy Park, located in downtown Fresno, California. Tonight, it's Thursday Night Baseball between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. The Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are 16-24. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, they are the Colorado Rockies single-A affiliate with a record of 22-17. And let's talk a little bit about last night. A ball game where Visalia never led at any point in the ball game, but in the ninth, there may have been some sort of magic in the water. Visalia trailed 5-1 entering the top of the ninth inning, and the Rawhide somehow find a way to put across four different runs, and they got runners where it mattered. Hit by pitch, a fielder's choice for Drew Jones, Modifi Marte, an E5, Jefferson Pena, a walk as well. But the clutch hit at the top of the ninth inning was Kenny Castillo, a two-run RBI single tying up the ballgame at 5-5. And then Jordan Chalas in the bottom of the ninth inning shuts things out. We head to the 10th inning, and you think maybe there's a chance here for Visalia to pull across the win. The ghost runner was Ruben Santana. Bunt by Adrian DeLeon back up their mound. Herrera has a fielding error, and runners on the corners for Visalia. Prime cooking opportunity for the Hide. What do they do after that? Three straight strikeouts, retires a side. And then bottom of the 10th, same strategy by the Fresno Grizzlies. They bunt the ball right up the middle. Fielding error by Jordan Chalas. He throws the ball to third base, and it ends up sneaking into outfield. And Tevin Tucker scores from second to home. And the Grizzlies walk it off against the Fresno Grizzlies on a Wednesday night. So the series is currently split one game apiece for this six-game series. When we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tonight's ball game between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch coming up at 6:50. Justin Rawhide pregame right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go.
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. We get ready to close in on first pitch on this Thursday night, game number 41 of 131 in 2024. And let's dive into the California League standings. We'll start off in the Cal South on this Thursday night. Rancho Cucamonga 22-17, but they have been on the top of the iceberg as of lately, currently riding a four-game losing streak. As a result, the lead has quickly diminished now to a two-game lead over the second-place squad, Lake Elsinore Storm, who are 20-19, who are currently riding a one-game winning streak. Meanwhile, for Visalia, after last night's loss, they're now 16-24. They find themselves 6.5 games back of the first-place spot. And then lastly, in fourth, the Inland Empire 66ers, 13-27 on a two-game losing streak. Meanwhile, up north, the Modesto Nuts, they currently remain atop. They're 26-13 in the North Division. Meanwhile, the Fresno Grizzlies, they find themselves 3.5 games back with a record of 23-17. In third place, the San Jose Giants, 22-18, 4.5 games back. The only team in the North without 20 wins so far. The Stockton Ports are 16-23. Now that we've gone through the standings, it's time to go through the scoreboard for tonight's ball game. We are the last game to get underway, so we'll go through the game that's furthest ahead, the Lake Elsinore Storm and San Jose Giants. San Jose currently leads Lake Elsinore 2-0 in the top of the third inning. San Jose has scored a run in both the second and the third. Meanwhile, out in Rancho, 2-0, Modesto leads in the bottom of the first inning. Modesto tacking on two runs to start their ball game. And then lastly, out in San Bernardino, the Stockton Ports lead over the Inland Empire 66ers 1-0. Meanwhile, in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, several games underway as well. Hillsborough and Vancouver just getting started, 0-0, bottom one. Jack Hurley, the former Rawhide, currently up at the plate. Meanwhile, in AA, Amarillo and in Arkansas are currently going at it, bottom of the seventh inning. Arkansas leads the ballgame 3-2 against the Sod Poodles. Meanwhile, out in AAA, the Oklahoma City Dodgers and Reno Aces are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Reno currently leads that ball game 4-1. And then out of the Arizona Complex League, the Complex League D-backs lead over the Complex League Giants 1-0. The Arizona Diamondbacks get the day off after the series win against the LA Dodgers yesterday, winning two games out of three. When we come back, we will get you the starting pitchers, and we'll have first pitch in just a few moments. 6:50, first pitch. We're about 4 minutes away. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
What we do.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Watch. Welcome back here to Fresno, California. We move closer to first pitch, and let's go through the starting pitchers for today's ball game. We'll start off first on the Visalia side. The right-hander Jacob Steinmetz will be on the bump for Visalia. Steinmetz 1-2 with 5.19 ERA. Steinmetz enters the ball game with the sinker, slider, curveball, changeup, and cutter combination, drafted in the third round of the 2021 MLB draft out of the Hebrew Academy of Five Towns and Rockaway. Steinmetz comes in at 6'6". 230, the 20-year-old right-hander in his second year in Visalia. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, it will be the left-hander Austin Eminer. He is 0-2 with a 5.81 ERA, and he spent his college playing days out at East Tennessee. So that's your starting pitcher combinations for today's ball game. The Fresno Grizzlies getting ready to take the field, and we get ready for the national anthem. If you're looking to watch today's ball game, you can watch it live at on the Bally Live app. You can also watch it live on the MILB app as well. You can listen to the game right here at VisaliaRawhide.com, as you can listen to all season long. Make sure to follow us on socials as well at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Facebook at The Rawhide. The rest of our socials are at Visalia Rawhide. Should be a good one here on this Thursday night. Visalia looking to take a 2-1 series lead in the third game out of 12 meetings between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Visalia Rawhide in 2024. 6:50 has arrived. We'll take one final break, and we'll get you ready for game time. Game 3 of the 6-game series is coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop. Have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
At Chancy Ballpark on a Thursday night in Fresno, California. The Visalia Rawhide will look to take the series lead as they currently trail, or they currently tied 1-1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to game 41 of 131 in the minor league season in between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. The Visalia Rawhide enter the ballgame with a record of 16-24. As a single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, they are the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They enter today with a record of 22-17. And it's time to look at the Visalia Rawhide starting batting order, brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off will be the shortstop, Christopher Torin. Yancel Luis will return to the lineup for the first time since Tuesday. He'll bat second. Junior Franco will make his first appearance of the series. He'll bat third. Kenny Castillo, the Rawhide catcher who played heroics last night, he'll bat cleanup. Drew Jones will bat 5 for Visalia. Modifi Marte will move up to the sixth spot. Cole Roberts will bat 7 for Visalia. Jackson Feltner will bat 8. And then lastly, the right fielder Jefferson Pena will bat 9th for the Hive. Rawhide for today's ballgame, sporting the road gray uniforms with the Rawhide Visalia across the chest in that Rawhide script, Rawhide letters with the Arizona Diamondbacks A on the right shoulder. Meanwhile, the helmet's the black matte helmet similar to the Arizona Diamondbacks with the Rawhide V in the front. Red trim along the side with the red belt, and today the Visalia Rawhide will be sporting the red caps with the lasso R in the front with the black bills. Stepping on the mound will be the left-handed pitcher Austin Ebner, and he is on the mound, and Christopher Torin is in the batter's box, and the first pitch on the way, and it's in there for ball number one. We're officially underway at 6:56 p.m. on this Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. Great to have you alongside with us on this Thursday night. Christopher Torin will take that one in there for strike one and one. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. Torin with a swing and a miss. And behind the count, one and two. Coming 1-2 on the way from Austin Ebner, and a swing and a miss, and Torin is the first out of the ball game. So let's talk about the starting pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies. Austin Ebner comes in at 6'4", 210, the left-hander from Macon, Georgia, a 16th round draft pick in 2023 out of East Tennessee State University. Second professional season with the Grizz. And that one swung on and missed for 0-1. Started last year with the Arizona Complex League Rockies. He appeared in four games out of the pen, and during that time, a 4.91 ERA through 3 2/3 innings. Now Luis will send this one into center field. Dropping quickly, a sliding effort by G.J. Hill. He's unable to come up with it, and Yancel Luis will slide into second once again. And he's been able to find so many doubles here this season. He'll convert another one right there. It's his 10th of the year, the first Rawhide player to accomplish that category. Hill gave it a look but was unable to get to the ball in time. He had a late read. The sunlight is very prominent out in center field, a little bit in right, and left field is practically covered by the shadows of the overhead cover here at Chancy Park. Now Junior Franco will step up to the plate, and I'll take that one on the outside corner for 0-1. We go through the defense here for the Fresno Grizzlies. Ben McCabe will start second game behind home plate, and he'll be joined by Aiden Longwell on the right side of the infield playing first. 0-1 with one away to Junior Franco. Sliders upstairs, ball one, 1-1. Luis Mendez will play over at second base. Braylon Wimmer will play shortstop. Andy Perez will play third. We'll go through the outfield left to right after this upcoming pitch. 1-1 with one away. The deal to Franco, swung on and missed, 1-2. Left fielder, Pedro Cruz, he'll be joined by the former Rawhide, G.J. Hill out in center. And then lastly, out in right field is E.J. Andrews Jr. E.J. played in left field in Tuesday's ball game, had the day off yesterday in the field. He did play D.H. 1-2 pitch to Junior Franco, misses outside, ball two, 2-2. Junior Franco batting 286 so far this year with 12 RBIs, and he's had a prime opportunity with Yancel Luis standing at second base. G.J. Hill covering his face out in center field, and he'll get a second chance to redeem himself. This one's popped up to him, and he'll move over and make the grab for out number two. Fairly routine play there. And it will end up bringing Kenny Castillo to the plate. Managers for today's ballgame for the Fresno Grizzlies, Steve Solis. He'll be wearing the number 13. The bench coach, number 6, Cesar Galvez. And then Rolando Garza is the pitching coach, joined by the hitting coach, Trevor Burmeister. 2-way, it will be the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo, stepping up to the plate. Adrian DeLeon gets the night off. Castillo fouls that one backwards, 0-1. Meanwhile, on the Rawhide coaching staff, D. Garner, the manager for Visalia, his second straight year managing this club. He's joined by the hitting coach, number 4, Brad Marcelino. Pitching coach, number 26, Tyler Mark. And then lastly, number 5, the bench coach, Jaime Del Valle. 0-1 with 2-way to Kenny Castillo. A slider swung on and missed for 0-2. Kenny Castillo batting 273 with 11 RBIs, 27 hits. 1-for-4 in yesterday's ball game. We'll talk about that a little bit more as this broadcast rolls on. Kenny will step back into the batter's box here at Chancy Park for the second straight day. 0-2 pitch on the way from Eminer. His deal popped up once again to right center. We'll see who calls it off. He'll likely be the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. He's underneath it. He'll make the grab, and the inning comes to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. And we head to the bottom of the first inning where we'll see Jacob Steinmetz for the first time today. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom of the first we go for the Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch swinging grounded to the left side. Torino will charge in. Crossbody throw to first. Not in time. Jackson Feltner is showing off the flexibility, but the throw is a tad bit too late. And it's the first hit of the ball game for G.J. Hill, getting on base for his 10th straight game. So we'll dive into the starting batting order for the Fresno Grizzlies. G.J. Hill will lead things off playing center field. First baseman Aiden Longwell will bat second, and then the shortstop Braylon Wimmer will bat third for the Grizzlies. Steinmetz will get ready for the pitch to Longwell. The first deal on the way from Stein. Misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Cleanup batter will be Andy Perez. He'll be joined by the right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. batting 5. Pedro Cruz will bat 6. Felix Tania will bat 7th, batting DH. Ben McCabe, the catcher, will bat 8th. And a man in motion sliced into left field. Charging in is Junior Franco. He'll make the grab. And having to make his way back will be G.J. Hill. And he'll be doubled up in a toss to first, a double play. Not sure what happened with the base runner G.J. Hill on that play. It was a ball that was popped into left field. Junior Franco made the play. I will say Hill was in motion before the ball was thrown. And I don't know if he maybe lost sight of the ball or what happened. Nobody was yelling for him to get back. And I think even the Rawhide defense was confused because Junior Franco throws it into Taurine. Pitch on the way upstairs, ball 1. Franco throws it into Taurine. And Hill's still standing at second base, and I think by then he realizes I need to go back. And just standing on second base, and as soft as a toss I think I've seen Turin throw all season, he gets the assist over to Jackson Feltner for two down. So a two-way, it brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. Pitch on the way from Jacob Steinmetz, and this one's popped into center field. Jones with a late read. He wouldn't have had it either way, and it drops in for a base hit, the first of the game for the Grizzlies. Second hit of the inning, and it'll bring up Andy Perez to the plate. The right-hander, Jacob Steinmetz, the 20-year-old, will be on the mound for Visalia. Kenny Castillo will be behind home plate for the Rawhide. Jackson Feltner will play over at first base. Cole Roberts will play second base. First time this series that he's played on the infield. Another man in motion. This time is grounded to the left side and foul. And the count will move to 0-1. Christopher Torin will play shortstop for Visalia. Ruben Santana gets his first night off of the series. Yancel Luis playing third. Junior Franco, who just made the first out of the ball game, plays in left. Drew Jones out in center field. And then lastly, Jefferson Pena will play out in right. Modifi Marte will bat DH. 0-1 with two away. Steinmetz's pitch on the way. Goes in there for a strike. 0-2. Today's starting lineups were brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. Pickoff attempt by Jacob Steinmetz over to first. We've already seen the Grizzlies get aggressive twice in this half inning. So Steinmetz paying attention to that and tosses over to first base. Fresno, 41 stolen bags this year. It's fourth most in the California League. 0-2 fouled backwards. Once again, it was Wimmer placed in motion, but he's unable to go anywhere with it. Second straight, 6:50 first pitch. Tomorrow will be the latest start of the series with a 7:05 start time before going back to the 6:50 start on Saturday. 0-2, two away. Steinmetz will get ready for the deal. His pitch upstairs, ball one, 1-2. Series finale will be this upcoming Sunday. Final road trip here in the month of May with a 1:05 start time before the Rawhide return home for four games to end May against the Inland Empire 66ers. 1-2 pitch, a slider misses outside for ball two, 2-2. Visalia will end May, begin June against the Inland Empire 66ers, the only team this year that the Rawhide have a series win against. A 3-0 series sweep on opening weekend. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. We'll talk about that when we come back. Two hits from the Fresno Grizzlies, however, they only strand one due to the double play by Junior Franco and Christopher Torin. End of one here at Chachancy Park in Fresno, California. Rawhide 0, Grizzlies 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit at 43024.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Drew Jones will lead things off for Visalia. It'll be Drew Jones, Modifi Marte, and Cole Roberts. Pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball one. 1-0. Drew batting the highest that he's batted in his professional career, batting 276. With 20 RBIs, it is tied for the most on this Rawhide club, alongside Christopher Terrine with 20 as well. Pitch fouled backwards, and the count will move to 0-1 for the Rawhide center fielder. Pitch on the way. Kind of a half swing, rolled over to the first base side. It'll be Longwell. He'll scoop it up, step on first, one down. And with that, I'll bring up Modifi Marte to the plate. Tonight's Rawhide DH. Modifi batting 172 at 7 RBIs, 15 hits. However, this May, it's been a lot different than the month of April. Coming pitch on the way. Marte to the third base side. Will be scooped up cleanly by Perez. It's tossed first in time and two quick outs. He's going to say Modifi Marte in the month of April, 133. Meanwhile, in the month of May, it's been nearly 100-point difference, 101 to be exact, batting 214 here in the month of May. He's already recorded 9 hits. Meanwhile, in the month of April, he had 6 through 45 at-bats. He's had 42 here in the month of May. Cole Roberts steps up to the plate with two down. First pitch on the way, and it goes inside for ball one, 1-0. Cole Roberts' second appearance of the series. He last played in left field in Tuesday afternoon's ballgame, that 11 o'clock first pitch. That one fouled backwards, 1-1. Just finishing up the topic on the schedule for the Rawhide. You return home against the Inland Empire 66ers, a series where you currently lead, what's that now, 9-2, I believe, on the ground of the shortstop side. Fielded up by Wimmer, his toss first in time, and the Rawhide go 3-up, 3-down for the first time today. Bottom two we go, no hits, no runs, no errors, nobody left on base, Visalia 0, Fresno 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Chancy Ballpark here in Fresno, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Thursday night. Thanks for taking your time to listen to some Rawhide baseball between the Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide. We went through the uniform combinations for the Rawhide on this Thursday night, but a clean look for the Grizzlies here tonight. The black tops with the Fresno F on the right chest plate with the numbers in the bottom left corner. All black with the gold number and the gold Grizzly on the left shoulder. Pitch on the way, and he goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Very bright gold numbers on the back with no last names, with a sort of cream pants with a black piping along the right side. Black helmets for the Grizzlies here on this Thursday night. As a broadcaster, especially with how big this ballpark is, the largest ballpark in all of the California League. Steinmetz's pitch on the way. Goes in there for a strike one and two. Very identifiable numbers. Some of my favorite numbers that I've seen. The most difficult jerseys I've ever had to read was probably college soccer. It was Texas Southern versus Texas State women's soccer. And Texas Southern wore white uniforms with the outside just being a red trim. Strike three on the outside corner. A.J. Andrews Jr. strikes out, looking the second strikeout of the ball game here for Jacob Steinmetz. And with that, it's our first strikeout of the ball game, brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. So Fresno getting away from their home red tops that they've worn the last 2 days. Meanwhile, for Visalia wearing the road gray uniforms for the third straight day. One ball, no strikes, one away here for Fadrio Cruz. His pitch on the outside corner goes in there for a strike, one and one. Cruz batting 207 with 10 RBIs and 17 hits. The pitch on the way, and it misses outside for a ball, two and one. Let's talk a little bit more about Jacob Steinmetz from Woodmere, New York. Third-round draft pickup in 2021 out of the Hebrew Academy of the Five Towns and Rockaway. And this one hit on the ground over to the right side, and it goes to 2-2. Fourth year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, 2021 out in the Complex League, 22 as well. It wasn't until 2023 where he made his first appearance for Visalia, a career-high 72 innings of work last year in 23. Pitch misses outside for ball three, three balls and two strikes. However, here in 2024, he's already up to 26 pitches, one and two with 5.19 ERA. This is his seventh start of the year. He's appeared in six games, has started in all six. Payoff pitch on the way, swing and a miss, strike three, and the third strikeout of the ball game for Jacob Steinmetz. Oh yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. Felix Tania will step up to the plate after two straight retirements on the fastball. Tania made his first appearance of the series in yesterday's ball game, going 1-for-4. Last time we saw Jacob Steinmetz was last Thursday against the Lake Elsinore Storm. He went 3 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 6 earned runs. And before you start thinking of anything about any judgment you want to make on that last outing, you take away that 2/3. Jacob Steinmetz was as perfect can look. Upcoming pitch on the way, a nice slider, and it goes in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes with two away. Ultimately suffered the loss in that ball game, but as I was saying, Steinmetz was picture perfect in that ball game through the first three innings. Pitch on the way, grounded to the left side, and foul. For the first three innings of work, just two hits were allowed. A single in the first inning, a single in the third. But it was a fourth inning that was crucial for Steinmetz. Nine batters stepped to the plate, six runs on five hits. 1-2, and that one's way inside on Tania. He's able to dodge out of the way of that pitch, 2-2. It was also a Lake Elsinore club that drew two walks in the inning, a club that leads the California League in walks. 2-2 pitch on the way, flown out into right center field. Jefferson Pena will be underneath it. He'll make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. And just like Visalia did in the top of the second inning, Fresno does the same in the bottom of the second. Three up, three down. Top three we go in Visalia. We're knotted up at, or top three we go in Fresno. We're all knotted up at zero. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Chancy Park in Fresno, California. Jackson Fellner will lay things off. First pitch swinging. It bounces to the left side, and Andy Perez can't scoop it up cleanly. And the Rawhide will have a leadoff base runner on an E5. Second base runner of the ball game for Visalia. A ball that just kind of hopped up late on Perez, unable to make the clean play off of it. And it'll end up bringing Jefferson Pena up to the plate. Rawhide one hit and Fresno one error. Pitch on the way, and that one's a little bit low for ball one, 1-0. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood service. Surprisingly great raise. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. Jackson Feltner stands on first. Pena grounds it over to third. Perez goes down to second for one, down to first, and it is in time. The 5-4-3 DP, two down in the inning for the Rawhide. Perez to Mendez to Longwell. And we go back to the top of the order here for Christopher Torin. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Torin. Christopher was hitless in the Lake Elsinore series. Pitch on the way, and that one misses outside for ball one, 1-0. One lone hit in the Lake Elsinore series, the only Rawhide player who had one hit in that series. And it's got to feel good to be 5-for-10 so far in the series, batting nice .500, and a 2-for-5 day yesterday, a day removed where you batted 3-for-5. 2-0 with two-way. The pitch on the way to Christopher Torin. And it's just a little bit high for ball three, 3-0. Now talk about back-to-back multi-hit games. This is the first time since May 9th that Torin has had a multi-hit game where he went 2-for-5 against the Rancho Quakes. What is that, two Thursdays ago now? That pitch goes in there for a strike, 3-1. 90-mile-per-hour pitch from Austin Emner, who's looking to go through three innings of work. But he'll have to work through another batter. He walks Christopher Torin and brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. So Austin Emner, 0-2 with a 5.81 ERA. Last time the Grizzlies used him was on May 16th, a bowl game where he went three innings of work, gave up eight hits, seven earned runs, struck out four batters. Now the catcher, Ben McCabe, will make his way out to the mound to have a quick word. Two schools of record for Austin Emner. His spent two seasons at North Alabama. He was 0-5 through 39 outings. He pitched 76 and two-thirds during his time in Northern Alabama. First pitch on the way. It's going to hit Yonzel Luis in the leg, and he'll take his spot at first. Back-to-back free passes handed out, and it'll bring up Junior Franco to the plate. After his time at North Alabama, attended East Tennessee State. We're in 1 year with the Bucks. Pitched in 15 games, started 8, and had a 5.40 ERA through 53 and a third innings of work. Two down for Junior Franco. RBI opportunity for the Rawhide. The deal on the way. Misses a little bit outside, and correct me if I'm wrong, but home plate umpire had a better view. Alan Bryan calls late strike 0-1. Yesterday, Visalia with runners in scoring position, 2 for 12. They left 10 runners aboard. Two runners shy of the season high, which has been 12. 0-1 with two away. Half swing. Does Franco go around? He does. And the count is 0-2. Meanwhile, for Fresno, they were batting .500 with runners in scoring position. They were 3 for 6. They left 5 on base. 0-2, a two-way. Austin Eminer looking at work out of his trouble that he's created himself, but instead he misses outside for ball one, 1-2. Franco looking to score. Christopher Torin from second base. He's got Yonzel Luis over at first. Pitch on the way, kind of a half swing from Franco. He fouls it off to the left side. Junior Franco, the four-game hitting streak. Excuse me, eight-game hitting streak for Junior Franco, dating all the way back to May 8th. Now a pitch to Franco on the way. Strike three, up and in, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Two runners left on base for Visalia, and we head to the bottom of the third. No hits, no runs, no errors. Two runners left on base. Fresno 0, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Chancy Park, and we move to the bottom of the third inning. It will be Ben McCabe, Luis Mendez, and G.J. Hill, 8-9-1, due up. First pitch swinging, foul off to the left side, strike number one. So far, Fresno in this ball game, no runs on two hits and an error. For Visalia, no runs, one hit, and no errors. Shadows completely covering the field of play now. And a swing and a miss, 0-2. Steinmetz already in this ball game, three strikeouts. He struck out all three batters in consecutive order: Andy Perez, E.J. Andrews Jr., and Fadrio Cruz. No balls, two strikes, no outs. Pitch number 31 on the way from Steinmetz. Slider upstairs, ball one, 1-0. Talked a little bit about that last outing against Lake Elsinore, where you removed that fourth inning of work. was a decent game for Steinmetz, but at the end of the day, what goes down in the book is the six earned runs. Swing and a miss. Strike three, fourth strikeout of the ball game here from Steinmetz. And Ben McCabe has sat down for the first time today. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Luis Mendez will step up to the plate. But one thing I really want to highlight and really been waiting to say as this ball game's kind of progressed onwards. First pitch of the at-bat on the way. Misses low for ball one. Jacob Steinmetz in the month of May. That's three starts. Stockton, Rancho, and Lake Elsinore. He's 1-1 with a 3.86 ERA. Pitch on the way, grounded to the right side. It'll be fielded up by the second baseman. Cole Roberts is tossed first in time. Two down. The things I wanted to highlight, you look at that 3.86 ERA in his last three starts. His first three starts of the year, April 11th, 18th, and 25th. 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA through 12 innings of work. So two more innings from Steinmetz so far here in the month of May, and his ERA has been a lot better. Pitch on the way, and it misses outside for ball one, 1-0. And kind of the main thing, Casey Anderson kind of touched on this one a couple weeks ago, was one thing that pitching coach Tyler Mark has really sat down with a lot of these guys. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike is attack the strike zone. You have the stuff to attack the zone. Be confident in your pitches, and it will lead to strikes being thrown, weak ground balls, 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's in there for strike number two. So you believe in yourself, you trust your stuff, it's going to be a lot more positive. And you've already seen that from Jacob Steinmetz here in 2024. He's looked a lot more comfortable here on the mound this year. Pitch misses outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes, or ball two, excuse me. Last year, an ERA of 6.19. Here in 2024, 1 point lower with 5.19. He tried to drop that ERA every year. 2021 out in the Arizona Complex League, a 6.75 ERA. 2022, his career lowest, a 7.88 ERA. With every out, every scoreless inning, Steinmetz continues to bring that ERA down. Payoff pitch on the way, outside corner, strike three called, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Steinmetz sits down the side in order for the second straight frame, and we're through three innings of work. Visalia 0, Fresno 0, top four we go in Fresno, California. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 430-24.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fourth inning. Sun continues to set here at Chauncey Park, and the lights are on here in Fresno. Kenny Castillo leads things off. He'll swing at the second pitch he sees over the shortstop side. Fielded up, throw to first. It's a low one, but it's scooped up by the first baseman, Aiden Longwell, for out number one. And with that, it'll bring up the Rawhide center fielder, Drew Jones, to the plate. Last time out, Drew a ground ball over to the first base side for the first out of inning number two. Pitching's looked good from both sides so far here. Austin Eminer only allowing one hit from the Rawhide bats. Pitch to Jones, lifted into center field. Retreating backwards is the center fielder, G.J. Hill. He's underneath it, out number two. Another inning where two quick outs for Visalia. And it will now bring up Modifi Marte to the plate. Modifi last time out, a 5-3 ground out to end the second inning. That'll be the second out of the inning. Pitch on the way to Marte. And that one's inside for ball one, 1-0. Talked about the difference from the month of April to the month of May for Marte, but what about his difference in career splits? Pitch to Modifi's on the way. He goes in there for a strike, 1-1. In 2022, during his time out in the Dominican Summer League, he batted 304. 2023 was his best yet, batting 314 among his two teams in the Complex League. Top of the strike zone, 2-1. Modifi does have home run pop, 7 home runs in his first year in the Diamondbacks organization, 7 home runs in the Dominican, and a swing and a miss for strike number two. Last year, 2 home runs fewer with 5, and then so far here in 2024, a solo home run to left center field out of Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton. A ballpark with a ball that flew quite a bit. 2-2 pitch on the way. Hit up to the right side will likely land out of play. For the Rawhide so far this season, you look at the home run department, 13 homers. It's the 8th in the league, and no one within any range, really. You look at 20 home runs as the next team in front of them. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. Pitch to Modifi on the ground to the first base side. It'll be scooped up by Longwell. He'll step on first base himself, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Rawhide sat down in order for the second time today. Bottom four we go here in Fresno, California. Grizzly 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Aiden Longwell to lead things off on this Thursday night. First pitch swinging sent into center field. Drew Jones patrolling it perfectly. He's underneath it for out number one. And the string of retired batters continues to roll on for Steinmetz. The last hit he allowed was back in the first inning. Since then, eight straight batters sat down in a row, and it will bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. Wimmer batting 268 with 16 RBIs, 33 hits. The right-on-right matchup here between Steinmetz and Wimmer. And the first one will go in favor of the Rawhide right-hander, 0-1. Steinmetz, 2024 high, 5 1/3 on May 2nd against the Stockton Ports. A ball game where Visalia ultimately ended up losing 4-3 in extras. And this ball hit right up the middle for the second base hit of the ball game. Maybe shouldn't have brought up the eighth straight retirements, but Braylon Wimmer has the second hit of the day. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuzz. Call Gus at Gus's Auto Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they are about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at gusbodyshopvisalia.com. So with one away, it brings up Andy Perez to the plate. And so far in this ball game, through his one at-bat, it was a strikeout swinging in the first. Perez batting 279 with 22 RBIs and 43 hits. Pitch to Perez will have to hold off as the toss goes over to first base. And diving back in safely is Braylon Wimmer. And today during the BP batting practice, the fielding chances for Fresno, one thing that the Grizzlies were really working on was the pickoff attempt, getting that large lead and diving back. And likely in this ball game, you'll see lots of large leads as a result of it. They went over some instructions over on the around first and second base. And then for a little bit, they went over some drills of just the guys diving back in the outfield grass, diving back over to the right field foul line. Perez fouls this one backwards, one ball and two strikes. Perez looking to get the second hit of the inning. Perez holds the longest hitting streak of the season, 18 straight games. That started from April 5th to the 27th. Once again, Wimmer put in motion. This ball's fouled off to the right side. Wimmer during that time, 26 hits. And the closest other player to reaching 18 straight games with a hit, Jonah Cox for the San Jose Giants. He's currently riding a 13-game active streak that dates back to May 5th through today's date, May 23rd. Pitch on the way outside, and no miss for a ball. Hits from Andy Perez. Another pickoff attempt here, and Braylon Wimmer dives back in safely. Perez, the most hits by any player on this Fresno team. The only player with closer hits, Aiden Longwell and Braylon Wimmer with 32. Foul off to the right side, two balls and two strikes. Steinmetz closing in on 50 pitches here in the fourth. And Andy Perez looking to give the Fresno Grizzlies their fourth hit of the night. 2-2 with one away in a scoreless ball game. Pitch from Jacob Steinmetz on the way. Barely misses outside ball three. And Kenny Castillo holding that ball as stiff as possible, not moving the arm. Meanwhile, Andy Perez, he does the little crouch, hoping that the home plate umpire doesn't get the call. And on that occasion, the home plate umpire, Alan Bryan, agrees with him. Payoff pitch on the way. Wimmer put in motion. This one's popped into center field. Drew Jones is going to have to charge in. He's going to drop in for a base hit, and everybody's going to be safe. Good base running from Wimmer. He was three-quarters to second base. He holds up there. He's ready to go back if needed. That's three quarters might even be a little too far. I would say 5/8, maybe. I don't know. halfway, three quarters, doesn't matter. Somewhere along that area, he's there. If Drew Jones makes the grab, he will likely stumble because of how far of a run he has to make. That gives Wimmer time to get back. If the ball does drop, it gives Wimmer enough space to get there in time without Drew Jones throwing him out at second base. So good heads-up base running, Andy Perez with the now fourth hit of the ball game and runner in scoring position for the first time today for the Grizzlies. With one down, Steinmetz glances at second. His pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. With one away on the way to E.J. Andrews, and that ball's in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. Steinmetz's season, his trouble inning has been the fourth. He's given up 8 runs during this frame. Hoping to play scoreless baseball heading into the top of the fifth in a ball game where the Rawhide offense has often gone down fairly quickly here in these first four frames. One ball and two strikes with one away. Andrews Jr. 6 points below 200 at 194. One and two with one away. Wimmer bouncing around at second. The slider in the dirt. A good block by Kenny Castillo. Keeps it in front. 2-2. E.J. Andrews played his college ball not far from here at Fresno State back in 2021. 2-2 with one down. Popped off to the right side. Earned second team All-Mountain West honors in 2021. In a year where he appeared in 43 games, he started 42 as the Bulldog center fielder. Batted 325 from the plate and was ranked third on the team and 18th in the Mountain West with 54 hits. 2-2 outside corner, strike three called. Andrews do it as well. And another strikeout from Jacob Steinmetz. How about that? 6 punch-outs on the day for Jacob. Oh, yeah. Another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Allstate, you're in good hands. So a two-way, it brings up Fadriel Cruz to the plate, who last time out was one of those 6 strikeout victims. This one's fouled backwards off the glove of Castillo, 0-1. Cruz so far 0-for-4 in this series. He had yesterday off. He played in Tuesday's afternoon ball game. A special 11 a.m. first pitch. 0-1 with two away. Wimmer continues to bounce around over there at second. Popped up to the left side. It will stay in play, but way too much room to cover for Junior Franco. It drops foul, 0-2. Dropped over in that Rawhide bullpen. An exposed bullpen here at Chichansey Park. Not an enclosed bullpen. The dimensions here are 324 to left field, 400 to dead center, and 335 to the right field pole. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Pitch on the way from Jacob Steinmetz, a little bit high, ball number 1. The wall out in left field. The tallest out of all the areas here at the ballpark. Around 8 to 10 feet tall. With about the 6 to 8 foot wall in center field. And then you look at the right field wall. I've mentioned throughout this series, very similar to Dodger Stadium's left field wall. Swing and a miss. A tag on the backside. And the inning will come to a conclusion. 2 strikeouts on the inning from Jacob Steinmetz. He's now sitting at 11 Ks on the day. 2 hits, no runs, no errors. 2 runners left on base. And we are through 4 at Chichansey Ballpark, and the Grizzlies and Rawhide are tied up at 0. This is Rawhide Baseball by CLA Rawhide. Doug.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force.
Welcome back here to Chauncey Park in Fresno, California. Remaining on the mound will be the southpaw number 21, Austin Emner. He'll be facing off against Cole Roberts to lead things off in the top of the fifth inning. Just over an hour gone by here in this ball game, and both teams still looking for their first run of the game. Visalia looking for their first hit since the double back in the first from Yancel Luis. 1-1 with two-way to Cole Roberts. The deal on the way, and Roberts will lift this one into center field. Should be playable by G.J. Hill. He had to turn the shoulder, but he ultimately gets underneath the ball in time for one down. So that'll bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate. With one down. Cole Roberts, Jackson Feltner, Jefferson Pena. That makes it 7, 8, and 9 here in this half inning. Upcoming pitch on the way. And it goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Feltner will spend his time playing at Morehead State. Talk about Morehead in just a moment. A one pitch in there for a strike, 0-2. Tied with Cole and Jackson Feltner today. Feltner mentioned that Morehead State playing in the quarterfinals of the 2024 Ohio Valley Conference. And the championships played Southeast Missouri today. That game was going on during batting practice earlier, a ball game that started out for Eastern time. 0-2 pitch on the way. Fan Feltner with a drive to left. And it will end up landing foul on top of the Fresno Social Michelob Ultra area. 9-4 final, Southeast Missouri. The winners against Morehead State. It is double elimination out in the Ohio Valley Conference Championship, so Morehead State will have another chance to avenge their loss in today's ball game. Morehead State, another reason for possibly, if the name sounds familiar, they were the 2024 Ohio Valley Conference Men's Basketball Championships, punching their ticket to the big dance in March Madness. Swing and a miss for Jackson Feltner. He's retired for the second straight out. And I bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Pena so far in this ball game, 0-1. Last time out, grounded into a 5-4-3 DP. Amateur looking to go through five innings of work. His pitch on the way to Jefferson Pena. And it's a little bit inside for ball number one, 1-0. Longest outing of his collegiate career, talking about Austin Emener, 5 2/3 innings. And this ball is grounded to the left side and a bad hop on Braylon Wimmer. It's going to sneak into outfield, the second error of the ball game. Should have been an inning-ending ground out, and instead the ball bounces off of a pebble and it goes flying into left field for the air, the second of the ball game for Fresno. And it will go back to the top of the order for Christopher Torin. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. Pitch inside to Taurean. And the count moves to 0-1. So now an E5 and an E6. Feltner has reached off of an error, and Jefferson Pena has reached off of an error as well. Talked about Austin Ebner's 5 2/3 innings, the longest outing of his collegiate career during his time at East Tennessee State with the Bucks. That was on March 11th of 2023 in a ball game against Winthrop. Coming deal on the way. Put in motion is Pena. This one's fouled off to the right side, and the count moved to 0-2. Longest outing of his professional career, however, 6 innings of work. It was on May 2nd against the Inland Empire 66ers, a ball game where he gave up 2 hits and just 1 earned run. Struck out 7 batters. One of 3 times this year that Ebner has struck out 3 guys. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Christopher Taurean. Pena's at first, upstairs, a little bit high, ball one. So, looking to go through 5 innings of work, not a day even removed from Brian Perez, who's the first player this year at the Rawhide at face that has gone through 7 innings of work. Pitch to Taurean, and it misses inside as well, ball two, 2 balls and 2 strikes. This will be a series through the next 3 games that will be really controlled by the pitching narrative. Fresno top 3 in the league with 3.68 ERA. Pitch from Ebner on the way. Swing and a miss. And Christopher Taurean is struck out for the final out of the inning. No hits, no runs. 1 error and 1 runner left on base. Halfway through at Chancy Park in downtown Fresno. Visalia 0, Fresno 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero...
Welcome back to Chancy Park. Bottom 5 we go. And leading things off will be Felix Tena. 7-8-9, Tena McCabe-Mendez. A pair of hits from the Grizzlies back in the 4th, including a single from Braylon Wimmer and Andy Perez. Steinmetz's curveball way upstairs over the head of Tena and to the much displeasure of the Grizzlies fans. Obviously not intentional, so the count will move to 1-1. Pitch from Steinmetz on the way, swung on and missed, and the count will move to 1-2. Tena so far in this ball game 0-1. Last time out, a fly out into right field. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, we'll go through the California League scoreboard for the first time today. Grounded to the left side. Six pass, Yontelaway's glove on the third base side. Taniel around first. He'll try to stretch it into two, and he will be there safely. A leadoff double to begin things here in the fifth inning. Tanya's fourth double of the year, and it'll bring up Ben McCabe to the plate. Just a second runner in scoring position tonight for the Fresno Grizzlies. Jacob Steinmetz working into the fifth inning for the fourth time this year. First time he did it was his first outing of the year on April 11th, where he went through five innings of work. Bunchon popped up, caught by Steinmetz, throw to second, it's too high, it's going to slip into outfield. Peña will scoop it up, here comes the throw, it's on the money, but it's a little bit low. So a throwing error against Jacob Steinmetz will allow Peña to go over to third base, and for the first time in this ball game, a runner stands 90 feet away from scoring. Infield plays in now for Visalia. A lot to unpack there. The sacrifice bunt popped up. Steinmetz was able to get off the hill in time, make the grab, and try to make the athletic throw to second, and it flew over Torin's head. First rawhide error of the ball game. And Luis Mendez will look for the RBI opportunity. Deal on the way. To the right side, fielded by Roberts to throw home, and it is right on time. No running on Roberts, two down. Cole Roberts' eyes lit up the moment he caught that ball, and he saw the runner, Tania, running home from third base. Quickly scooped up, looked at home, and there was not a chance that Tania was coming home to score. He was out by about 6 feet. So two away now, we go to the top of the order in the form of G.J. Hill. Runner in motion, throw down to second, in time! Beautiful throw by Kenny Castillo, and the inning will come to conclusion. Two fantastic plays by the Rawhide infield to get them through five clean innings. Top six we go in Fresno, Grizzly 0. Rawhide 0, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Top six we go. Yancel Luis will lead things off. First pitch on the way. It's a slider and it misses low for ball one. 1-0. It'll be Yancel Luis, Junior Franco, Kenny Castillo. And wow, has Yancel Luis looked good in the month of May. 1-0 pitch on the way, fouled off to the right side, 1-1. Yancel, 20 hits so far in the month of May. It leads the Rawhide, 41 hits so far on the season. That's the eighth most in all of the California League. 1-0 pitch, fouled off to the right side, and the count will move to 1-1. Yancel Luis so far 1-for-6 in the series. He had yesterday off. Swing and a miss, and he struck out for the first out of the inning. And with that, I will bring up Junior Franco to the plate. So Franco, the 7-game hitting streak, dating back to the Rancho series, 4-for-10 last week against the Lake Elsinore Storm. And this time he grounds it up the middle, make it 8 straight games with a base hit. Junior Franco will step on first base for the second Rawhide hit of the ball game. Yancel Luis and Junior Franco, the only two players to get aboard via the hit. And it will bring up the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo, to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Auto Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at gusbodyshopvisalia.com. Castillo to right field. He'll drop in for a base hit. Back-to-back days where he'll have a hit as well. He'll be scooped up by the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr., and the Rawhide finally have something cooking in the sixth inning with one down. And he'll bring up Drew Jones to the plate for the Rawhide. The Rawhide center fielder will look to give the Rawhide their first hit with runners in scoring position. So far tonight, they are 0-for-3. Prime opportunity for Drew Jones to step up right here. 20 RBIs so far this season. And in this type of scenario, Drew Jones is the best hitter on the Rawhide. One of two batters with 10 hits with a runner at second or better. The only batter with 11 hits in with RISB. One down here for Drew Jones. Franco's at second, Castillo's at first, and Drew watches that one clip the outside corner, 0-1. 16 RBIs for Drew Jones in this scenario. One of four players with double figures, Christopher Torin, Jackson Feltner, and Modifi Marte. Sails this one into center field, and G.J. Hill is underneath it to make the grab. For a moment, it looked like a bad read from Hill, but eventually he lines it up and makes the grab two-way. Jones sat down for the third time today, second time into the glove of the center fielder, and it'll bring up Modifi Marte to the plate, a guy I just mentioned with 10 RBIs with runners in second or better, batting 192 with 5 hits. Two away, Franco bouncing around at second, and a big old swing and a miss for Modifi Marte, and a nice little head nod there acknowledging the upstairs fastball. 0-1 with two weights to Marte. The deal, another big ol' hack, 0-2. Gassing it past is Austin Emner, and you see Emner going with two fastballs, has gunned him right past Marte. Does he kind of show his muscle right here and go three straight, or does he go off-speed with a changeup? 0-2 pitch on the way, inside, ball one. He did go with the fastball, but it misses inside just above the shoelaces. One and two with two away. Marte with the bat on shoulder. Two runners aboard for Visalia, the second time this ball game that has been the case, and that pitch misses upstairs for ball two. Inning number three featured a walk from Christopher Torin and a hit batsman in the form of Yancel Luis, and Junior Franco struck out looking to end the inning. 2-2 with two-way. The pitch, Slider, got him. Modifi Marte rung up for the final out of the sixth, and we go to the bottom of the frame. Two hits, no runs, no error. Two runners left on base. Bottom six we go. Visalia 0, Fresno 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. G.J. Hill will lead things off. It will be the top of the order for the Fresno Grizzlies in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hill followed by Longwell, then Braylon Wimmer, 1, 2, and 3. Jacob Steinmetz works into the sixth inning. Longest outing of the season so far, 5 1/3. It was against Stockton on May 2nd. Pitch on the way, outside, ball one, ball two, should say, 2-0. Talking about that stat line against Stockton on May 2nd, 5 1/3, only allowed 3 hits, did not allow a earned run, one of just 2 ball games this season where he's not allowed a run, and Steinmetz fields it, but he's unable to make a play on it, and a leadoff base runner in the form of G.J. Hill. Nice little bunt right there. Second time today he's had a hit. And with that, I'll bring up the infielder Aiden Longwell to the plate. With no outs, Longwell steps up to the plate for the third time today. So far today, a fly out to left and a fly out to center. Aiden Longwell, drafted out at Kent State. First team All-MAC in 2023, should say. Third team All-American. A guy who batted .409, the highest batting average by a Golden Flash since 2001. He was also a guy who was a left-handed pitcher during his time with Kent State. Also played first base. Did not make a single error in the field last spring. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed, and the count moved to 0-2. Jack of all trades, you could call Aiden Longwell. 5-0 record during his time, his high school playing days in Washington. 5-0 with a 0.43 ERA. 0-2 pitch on the way to Longwell, and that one's fouled off to the left side. Another interesting fact about Longwell, he was also a 3-star quarterback in high school. Three-star quarterback, according to 24/7 Sports, had offers from Ball State and Buffalo. However, eventually goes on to play his college baseball at Kent State. Rest is history. He's playing with the Fresno Grizzlies on a Thursday night against Visalia. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Longwell batting .283, not quite the .401 that he had at Kent State, but .283 is definitely something to smile from ear to ear about. 1-2, pickoff attempt to first, and it's a throwing error from Jacob Steinmetz. It's going to go all the way to right field. Pena is going to scoop it up. And from first to third goes Hill. And with no outs, some big old troubles right now. They had G.J. Hill picked off, but the throw was too wide for Jackson Feltner. And as a result, he goes from first to third, one of the faster guys on this Fresno team. Second Rawhide error of the ball game. The pitch on the way with the infield playing in, and it's going to drop into center field for a base hit. G.J. Hill will score from third base, and just like that, Fresno leads this ball game 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. So the second throwing error against Jacob Steinmetz proves costful, and Aiden Longwell drives in the RBI base hit. First RBI of the night brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. Fresno now with that base hit, 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Fresno one run on 7 hits, 2 errors. Meanwhile, 4 by Celia, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. Upcoming pitch on the way from Jacob Steinmetz, swung on and missed, 1-1. Braylon Wimmer spent his college days playing with South Carolina. Out with the Gamecocks. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. 1-2. A 2023 Brooks Wallace Award watchlist player. Goes to the best shortstop in the country. Braylon Wimmer, the starting shortstop today for Fresno. 1-2 on the way. A little bit low, ball two, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wimmer originally drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies in 2022 in the 18th round. However, he elects to stay in college, play one more year out of the ACC, or in the SEC, before eventually getting drafted in the 8th round by the Colorado Rockies. Popped up to the right side, should stay playable, but who's going to catch it? It'll be Cole Roberts calling off near the line. And he'll make the first grab of the inning, one away. The ball is in the air for a long time, but Cole Roberts had to cover a lot of ground to make that play, and it will now bring up Andy Perez to the plate. Double play in effect right now. Perez last time out with a single. Pitch on the way, popped into center. Retreating backwards is Taurin. He'll go into the outfield grass. He'll be underneath it, 2 down. The back-to-back flyouts will bring up E.J. Andrews Jr. to the plate. So the former Fresno State Bulldog will step up to the plate. Spent all 3 years in college with the team from the Mountain West. First pitch on the way, misses outside for ball one, 1-0. 39 games as a freshman in 2019. Then in 2020, during the COVID-19 shortened season, 14 games for E.J. Andrews. 1-0 on the way, over the head of Cole Roberts at second. Rounding second base, going over to third will be Longwell. And runners on the corners for the third hit of the inning for the Grizzlies. And with that, I will now bring up Fadrio Cruz to the plate, who's 0-for-2 in this ball game, and the Rawhide do have an arm currently warming up in the pen. Before we'll get to see any more action, we're going to have our first mound visit of the ball game. It'll be the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, making his way out to the mound. Pitching or mound visit is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. And the little party on the hill will come to a conclusion as home plate umpire Alan Bryan will come position himself to say, come on, boys, let's keep playing some ball. Alan Bryan, home plate umpire, he's behind the plate for the second time this series. Meanwhile, Jeremy Rada is over on the base paths. He'll be back behind home plate for tomorrow's Friday night game four of the six-game series. Series currently tied up at one game apiece. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count will move to 0-1. Oh, and one with 2A. Last year, Fresno ended up winning the season series 8-4. And Kenny Castillo makes a catch. Here's the pickle. Gonzalez will get it. He'll toss to Steinmetz to tag at home in time. And a great pump fake by Kenny Castillo. Trying to steal second was E.J. Andrews Jr. They tried to go with a double steal. Aiden Longwell comes home. And Kenny Castillo not fooled by it. And the Rawhide end up getting the out at home play. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Three hits, one run, one error, one runner left on base. We're through six in Fresno, where the Grizzlies lead over the Rawhide 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Top of the seventh inning, and remaining on the mound is the southpaw Austin Emner. And for back-to-back nights, we are going to see a Fresno Grizzlies pitcher move into the seventh inning. Hadn't seen that until last night. That's where we are at right now with Cole Roberts leading things off. Roberts, Feltner, and Pena. First pitch was in there for a strike. Second one misses outside for ball number one. Cole Roberts today during practice, he was all smiles. I asked Cole, how's it going today? And said, new bat. That's the first thing he brought up. Foul ball, strike number two. And thought I saw LA Dodgers logo on the bottom. And I ended up saying, oh, what's the bat? He said, the Victus MB50, a light gray bat with the blue lizard skin. Pitches upstairs for ball two, two balls and two strikes. It's actually Mookie Betts' bat. And I will ask Cole Roberts, they mentioned, well, are you and Mookie close? And he says, yeah, the two of them are actually like brothers and kind of a mentor. He said that's the type of relationship that they have. He's always talking to Mookie. He says that Mookie Betts constantly gives him calls, checking up on him, and also gives him advice as well. So great to see kind of that connection, and Cole Roberts getting to use the bat as well. I asked Cole also, what other Dodger players do you kind of have relationships with? And another player he mentioned, Gavin Lux. 2-2 pitch upstairs for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Gavin Lux, Mookie Betts, and Justin Turner. Whenever he was with the Dodgers, he mentioned that that was one of his favorite players that he got to know very well before JT obviously moves over to Boston. Into left field, that one will drop for out number one. A fly out to the left fielder, Fadriel Cruz. With that, I'll bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate. Jackson Feltner so far in this ball game, 0-2. Reached off of the E5 back in the third, and a strikeout swinging back in the fifth. Pitch on the way, fouled backwards, and the count will move to 0-1. With one away. An upcoming pitch on the way. Feltner will ground it off to the left side, and the count will move to 0-2. Mentioned earlier, Morehead State and Southeast Missouri going at it earlier today at 3 p.m. Southeast Missouri getting the best of Morehead State in the OVC quarterfinals, the Ohio Valley Conference. So as a result, Morehead State, the number three seed in the tournament, will end up playing on, well, actually underway right now here on this Thursday night. If they end up winning, they'll end up playing in the semifinals. Pitch on the way. Jackson Feltner swung on and missed, and he struck out for the second out of the inning. So doubleheader baseball, that's that time of year around the collegiate level. As we get ready to close in on the NCAA tournament. Conference tournaments wrapping up this weekend. Selection Sunday just around the corner before we get ready for the regionals. Two down, pitch on the way. Goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Softball well into the super regionals by now. Yeah, looking forward to college baseball's big dance. 0-1 with 2-way to Jefferson Pena. That one's a little bit low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Austin Eminer one more out away from back-to-back seven-inning nights from starting pitching from the Fresno Grizzlies bench. 1-1 goes inside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Jefferson Pena batting an even 200 with 17 hits. 2-1 with 2-way. Eminer the stare down on Jefferson Pena. His deal on the way. Fouled backwards 2-2. Pena so far in this ballgame 0-2. A part of those two errors that have been made by the left side of the infield. His last time up, he reached off of the E6 on a ball that took an atrocious bounce on Braylon Wimmer. 2-2, half swing, swung on and missed. And Austin Eminer, there he does, seven innings of work. He sits down the side in order, including two strikeouts, and we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Stretch time here at Chachansey Park in Fresno, California. Grizzlies lead this ball game 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom seven we go. It'll be Pedro Cruz to lead things off. Cruz, Tania, Ben McCabe, 6, 7, and 8. Fresno scoring one run in the bottom of the sixth inning to create the separation in this ball game. And a new pitcher in the ball game for Visalia, the southpaw, Rio Britton. Pitching change is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. 2-0 pitch from Rio Britton's on the way, and he goes in there for a strike 2-1. The southpaw 6'2", 189, the 21-year-old from the outskirts of Sacramento. Spent his college playing days at NC State with the Wolfpack, and that one goes in there for a strike 2-2. Steinmetz's ball game comes to a conclusion after six innings of work. 8 hits, 1 run. The big one, though, 7 strikeouts and no walks. And this one popped up to the left side. Two and two, no outs. The pitch on the way from Rio Britton. And right on the outside corner, strike 3. 8th punch out of the day. And it's another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Allstate, you're in good hands. Pedro Cruz strikes out looking for the first time today. Strikeout number 3 for Cruz. And it gives us a chance to talk about the numbers here for Rio Britton in 2024. 0-4 with a 6.65 ERA. The pitch in the dirt. 13th appearance of the year. He's appeared in 23 innings of work, including 29 strikeouts and 15 walks. 1-0 with one away. Pitch number 8 is grounded to the right side. Cole Roberts will be able to get there in the outfield grass to toss to first, barely in time. Tania hustled down the line but was unable to get there two away. With that, I'll now bring up Ben McCabe to the plate to look to avoid going 3 up, 3 down. Last time we saw Rio Britton was last week against Lake Elsinore on May 18th, the ball game where he appeared in 2 innings of work, allowed 2 hits, but no runs, and struck out a batter while walking 1. So far in the month of May, Rio Britton 0-2 with an 8.64 ERA through 8 1/3 innings. Pitch in there, a little bit low, ball 2, 2-0. Rio Britton has struck out 7 batters so far here in the month of May. The biggest appearance of the year, however, April 30th against Stockton, where he struck out 6 batters. Now McCabe is swinging and missing on an upstairs pitch, 2-1. 2 balls and a strike with 2 away. And a big swing and a miss, strike 2. Scores around the California League. We'll go through it real quick. Lake Elsinore and San Jose, they're heading into the bottom of the 8th with the Storm currently leading 5-4 against San Jose. And in the MILB free game of the day, Modesto imposing their will 13-0 in the top of the 7th. 2-2 pitch inside for ball 3, 3-2. Top 7, bases are loaded, and Modesto just threatening to make that a 15-plus run win. And lastly, out in San Bernardino, 66ers lead Stockton 5-2. 3-2 pitches upstairs, ball 4, so a 2-out walk will bring up Luis Mendez to the plate. That walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. If you're tired of high electric bills Turn to the team at JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Luis Mendez will step up to the plate with two down and runner on first. Britton's pitch, outside corner, 0-1. Around the Diamondbacks organization out in Hillsboro, top of the ninth. The Hops lead 2-0 against the Vancouver Canadiens. Meanwhile, in Double-A, Northwest Arkansas 1-4-2 against Amarillo. Perrine fields toss to first in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. A runner left on base, and we're through seven here at Chichansey Park. Visalia will have six outs to find a way to tally in one run. Fresno leads this ballgame 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the eighth inning, and the Rawhide trying to find a way to put at least one run on the board. They got six outs to do it, and Christopher Torin will lead things off. Top of the Rawhide order, exactly where you'd want to be. Pitch on the way, and Torin pops this one a mile into the Fresno sky in foul territory. The third baseman, Andy Perez, will be underneath it for out number one. New pitcher in the ballgame, number 23, Sam Weatherly. This pitching change is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Weatherly, the southpaw from Clemson, drafted in 2020 by the Colorado Rockies. The 6'4", 205-pound, 24-year-old, born in Ann Arbor, Michigan. 1-0 on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 1-1. So far this year, we'll take a look at the numbers for Weatherly. 1-1 with a 5.14 ERA, appearing in his 12th game of the year. The strikeout-to-walk ratio, 17 punchouts, 9 walks. One and two with one away here, and end of the ball game for Austin Emner, and what a ball game for that young man. First time this season, he goes through seven innings of work, and that pitch is low for ball 2-2. Talking about that outing for Emner, let's go through his numbers for the ball game. Seven innings of work, three hits, no runs allowed. He struck out eight batters and walked one. Pitch inside on Yansel. He's able to tap dance out of the way. Ball 3-2. Yansel, so far in this ballgame, he's already been hit by a pitch in the lower body back in the third inning. 3-2 with one away. Junior Franco waiting on deck. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Strike 3, 2 away. Yeah. that out. Now bring up Junior Franco to the plate. So Junior Franco in this ballgame, he is 1-for-3, a single, a flyout, and a strikeout looking. First pitch of the at-bat on the way, an AST slider goes in there for a strike, 0-1. The pitch up the middle, and it's going to be the second hit of the ballgame for Junior Franco, the first multi-hit game of the day for a Rawhide batter. And it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate for the Hide. So now two down, it's Kenny Castillo at the plate for the Hide. The pitch on the way, and that one's gunned into left field. Shallow territory. The shortstop, Braylon Wimmer, retreats backwards. He makes the grab, and the inning comes to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and a runner left on base. Bottom eight we go at Chancy Ballpark, and the Grizzlies lead over the Rawhide 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
New air. Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty.
Welcome back to Fresno. We move into the bottom of the eighth inning. Top of the order as well for Fresno. G.J. Hill, Aiden Longwell, Braylon Wimmer. Rio Britton will work into his second inning of work, and the pitch is fouled back into the glove for Kenny Castillo, 0-1. A ball game that has featured eight hits from the Fresno Grizzlies. Both teams have had a pair of errors, and the one difference is the number one in the runs category. The ballgame's 1-0. Visalia so far four hits in this ballgame, and they'll need to put together two more hits to get back into this game. And hits batsman to lead things off. Third time today that G.J. Hill will step on first base. And with that, I'll now bring up Aiden Longwell to the plate. Rio Britton came in from Jacob Steinmetz, who went six innings of work. Britton looking for a crucial scoreless inning right here. That pitch is fouled backwards for strike number one. Visalia so far this year, they've been shut out twice, looking to avoid being shut out three times. 1-2 in shutout games. They've only shut out their opponent once. 0-1 with no outs. Britton glances at first base. A large lead for G.J. Hill. And the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. 0-2. Visalia's last time they've been shut out earlier this month on May 8th. It was a Wednesday ball game against the Rancho Quakes. No balls, two strikes, no outs. The pitch from Britton fouled off to the left side. Ball goes up in the stands, and it's a Porta Subs foul ball. Your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. No balls and two strikes. The pitch from Britton inside for ball one, one and two. One and two, no outs. The pitch from Mario Britton sent into left field. Junior Franco races backwards. He'll make the grab and left for one away. Not the easiest play that Junior Franco will make tonight, but he's able to get underneath the ball in time for the left field flyout, and it'll bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. So far in this ball game, Braylon Wimmer 2-for-3 with two singles and a flyout in his last at bat. Britton glances over at first base. His deal on the way. Misses low for ball one. 1-0. Over the Rio Britton's 25th pitch of the ball game. A double play would be as perfect as they could get right here. The 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. 1-1. Rawhide will be back in action tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. against the Fresno Grizzlies right here at Chancy Park. That means pregame will start at 6.55 right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Grounded to the right side. Rawhide defense is playing double play ball, and it sneaks through the right side of the infield and a one-out single. Third hit of the ball game for Braylon Wimmer, and it brings up Andy Perez to the plate. Wimmer's fifth three-hit game this season. Seventh multi-hit game of the year. And now the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, will make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, and now open in Visalia. So here at Chauncey Park, with one away, you have two runners aboard, one at first and one at second. And now T-Mark will make his way back to the Rawhide dugout. So Andy Perez now will step up to the plate and look to put this game out of reach. Andy Perez in his fourth professional season in the Colorado Rockies organization. And his pitch outside for ball one. Perez last year in 2023, he was the youngest player on the Grizzlies roster. Appeared in a team high, however, 119 games. 1-0 deal, and it's upstairs for ball two, 2-0. Signed with the Colorado Rockies on January 15th, 2022, out of Cuba for a $300,000 signing bonus. 2-0 with one away. Britton glances at second before his pitch. And that ball bounces off the glove of Kenny Castillo, and now two runners in scoring position on what will make the count 3-0. See if this one will go down as a wild pitch or a pass ball. Seemed like a ball that Kenny Castillo probably should have hauled in. He does not. And now there's two in scoring position. So it'll go down as a pass ball. That puts G.J. Hill over at third, with Braylon Wimmer at second, and that pitch is upstairs for ball four. Bases are loaded for the first time today. He E.J. Andrews Jr. will step up to the plate. Bases are loaded in a ball game where he's 1-for-3, one down, and here comes manager D. Gardner out to the mound to make a pitching change. 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth. Bases loaded with one down. When we come back, we'll have the new pitcher, and we'll have the numbers from Rio Britton. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLIAWrawhide.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's
making it happen. There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop. Have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
There haven't been a whole lot of clutch time scenarios in this ball game, but it's one of those right here. E.J. Andrews Jr. will step up to the plate against the new Rawhide pitcher, Alexis Lobano. A 1-0 ball game. Andrews Jr. will look for the 10th Fresno hit of the ball game and make it at minimum 2-0. First pitch on the way, misses upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone, say hello to Rescom, and bye-bye bugs. 1-0, Lobano's pitch outside, ball two, 2-0. Rio Britton started off the inning against G.J. Hill. He hit him. Aiden Longwell flew out to left, then Braylon Wimmer and Andy Perez reach, one on a single, one on a walk. 2-0 on the way, and that pitch right down the middle for strike number one. Lobano so far this year, he has been very impressive since being called up from the Complex League. He's 1-0 with a 1.35 ERA, sixth appearance of the year. 2-1 from Lobano, upstairs, ball three, 3-1. Lobano is signed to the Rawhide on April 30th from the ACL D-backs. 3-1 with one away. The pitch, swing and a miss, a big one right there. Count goes full with bases loaded. Nowhere to put a runner right here. Looking for strikeout number 9 by Rawhide pitching and get two away. EJ will look to make this a two-run ball game. Payoff pitch on the way and popped up to the right side. So EJ Andrews Jr. will get to live to see another pitch. This will be the seventh of the at-bat, and all six of them have been in the upper third of the strike zone. 3-2 on the way, ball four, and a run will come in to score on the walk. So G.J. Hill will score, and it's now 2-0. Everybody advances 90 feet. Braylon Wimmer will go to third. Andy Perez will go to second. E.J. Andrews Jr. will go to first. So Fadriel Cruz in this ballgame, 0-for-3. He struck out three separate times. First pitch on the way, in there for a strike, 0-1. One guy you want to face right now is Rawhide pitcher would likely be Cruz with these strikeouts in this ballgame. The pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Pedro Cruz, 32 strikeouts, the only player with more strikeouts than him is Talen Tucker. 0-2 with one away. The pitch from Lovano, swing and a miss. And the fourth strikeout of the ballgame from Fradrio Cruz. And it will be two down, bringing up Felix Tania to the plate. So on 10 pitches, a batter walked and a batter struck out for Lovano. His pitch on the way, swung on and missed, 0-1. Rio Britton going an inning and a third, one hit, one run. He walked two batters and struck out one. Alexis Lovano so far this year has struck out 10 batters that walk. Earlier this inning, his first of the year, and that pitch misses low as well for ball 2-1. Pitching coach Tyler Mark described Lovano as a historically known strikeout thrower. 26 punchouts in 23, 7 punchouts in 22 through just 8 2/3 innings of work. Now his 1-1 misses upstairs for ball 2-1. Felix Tania, 3-game hitting streak. He kept it alive back in the fifth when he reached off of a double. Guy eventually ended up getting stranded at third. And now the pitch misses upstairs for ball 3-1. A very tough spot right here that Lovano has to be careful with right now. 3-1 with two away, and that pitch fouled directly backwards, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Another payoff pitch with bases loaded for Alexis Lovano. The 3-2 on the way, and it will be called strike three. A delayed call, but it gets the favor of Lovano, and we head to the ninth inning. One hit, one run, no errors, three runners left on base. We're through eight at Chancy Park. The Grizzlies lead over the Rawhide 2-0. One last chance to dance for the Hyde. It will be Drew Jones with E.P. Marte and Cole Roberts. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at ViceLaRawhide.com.
And get the fourth.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
four hitless games for Drew Jones in the month of May. He'll look to avoid that right here as he leads things off in the top of the ninth inning. Drew Jones tonight 0-for-3 with a ground out and two flyouts to the center fielder G.J. Hill. And Sam Weatherly, the former Clemson Tiger, is just three outs away from the save. 0-1, pitch to Drew Jones, misses outside for ball one, 1-1. Drew Jones so far this season, the save so far this season for Fresno, 8 on the year. Both the Rawhide and the Grizzlies have four of those. Are tied for fourth with 8. There's the numbers correctly. 2-1 is the count here to Drew Jones. All the Rawhide need is a base runner aboard. The pitch to Jones. Outside corner, strike two. Late call, but Jones gets called for it. No Rawhide batter below Kenny Castillo, who bats four, has a hit tonight. And Drew Jones has sat down for the fourth time today on a swinging strikeout, 2-1 down. Bring up Modifi Marte to the plate. Defeat so far in this ballgame, 0-for-3 as well. The batters due up in this inning, a combined 0-for-9. Jones, Marte, and Roberts. They now make 0-for-10 after a strikeout from Drew Jones. 1-0, a half swing, he goes around, 1-1. A little over 2 hours gone by in this ball game on a Thursday night in Fresno. Pitch to Marte way out in front on a ball that was way out of the strike zone, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Modifi Marte through the left side for a base hit. So finally, a batter below the four spot gets aboard via hit, and it brings up Cole Roberts to the plate. Tying run is at the plate. Now, Cole Roberts not necessarily known for his power, but definitely a guy who can grind an at-bat. And now we'll have a pinch runner here. Modifi Marte will be subbed out for Anderson Rojas. So Rojas will be over at third with one away. Cole Roberts 0-for-4 entering the day. Now 0-for-7 and the series. What a time to get your first hit of the series. First pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Cole Roberts batting 175. Looking for his first hit since May 18th. A ball game against Lake Elsinore where he went 1-for-3. And this ball is fouled backwards, 1-1. Just three hits here in the month of May for Cole. A two-hit day against Stockton and then that one-hit game against Lake Elsinore on the 18th. 1-1 with no outs. Sam Weatherly's pitch. It's a pickoff attempt at first. Eight games this season here for Cole Roberts this May. 1-1 with no outs. Weatherly's pitch on the way. Outside corner, strike number two. One ball and two strikes here for Cole Roberts against Sam Weatherly. A glance at first, Drew Jones. Anderson Rojas with a small lead. Hit and run sent into center field, and it will drop in for a base hit. It hung up in the air for a long feeling time, but it drops in, and Anderson Rojas is in scoring position. Tying run is at first. Go-ahead run is Jackson Feltner. A And now a mound visit here as Ben McCabe will make his way out to the mound to have a word. Can it be back-to-back nights where the Rawhide rally in the ninth inning? Yesterday, Visalia trailed the ball game 5-1, entering the top of the ninth inning. Several errors and a clutch two-run RBI single from Kenny Castillo tied the ball game up at 5-5 in the top of the ninth. The pitch on the way. Fellner pops that one backwards for strike number one. Visalia being out hit in this ball game, 9-6. Anderson Rojas not being held at second, a huge lead for Cole Roberts at first. Nobody's even near the first base bag to worry about him. One and one with one away. Jackson Fellner's 0-3 in the ballgame with two strikeouts. The guy who was hitting the ball with a lot of pop today during BP. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Felt. And he takes that one low for ball two, 2-1. If he gets aboard, Jefferson Pena waits on deck. 2-1 with one away to Jackson Fellner. His pitch on the way, inside corner, strike number two. It looked a bit too tight, but the home plate umpire, Alan Bryan, goes with the strike call. 2-2 with one away. A glance at second, and now time is called. Fellner will step out of the box. Fresno, a run in both the sixth and the eighth, making this a 2-0 ball game, but the Rawhide have a tying runner at first in the form of Cole Roberts. Pitch on the way, just above the dirt, ball three, 3-2. So a pair of crucial three ball, two strike counts in the bottom of the eighth that Alexis Lobano gets through. Now it's Jackson Fellner who will be tasked with getting out of it right here. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Popped up, then popped back. Sam Weatherly will get ready for his 30th pitch. Jackson Fellner, his lone home run on the year, May 17th. There's a grand slam in the eighth, and that pitch misses upstairs for ball four. Bases are loaded. They'll bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Christopher Torin awaits on deck, and we'll see if they'll bring out a pinch runner for Fellner or if they'll leave him in the ballgame. Before that will happen, the pitching coach, Rolando Garza, will make his way out to the mound for the first time today. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Rolando Garza will make his way back to the first base dugout. You have Anderson Rojas at third, Cole Roberts at second, Jackson Fellner at first. Rojas came in to pinch run for Modifi Marte. Won't change anything on the defensive side with Marte batting DH today. One down to Jefferson Pena. The pitch on the way. Inside, ball one, 1-0. At all costs, you're thinking, please avoid extra innings. The Rawhide are 0-3 in those situations this year. Trying to win this game in 9 innings. The 1-0 pitch on the way. A nice slider clips the outside corner, strike number one. Jefferson Pena, the fourth batter of the inning. The longest Rawhide inning has been 5 batters. 1-1 with 2 away. The pitch to Pena popped up to the right side. Will it stay in play? Slicing over to the dugout. It will miss just left by about 3 feet. Two down. Here comes Christopher Torrey into the plate. Much rather take that than an inning-ending DP. And Torrey will look for his first hit of the night, where he is 0-for-3. Christopher Torrey writing back-to-back multi-hit games. Two hits in yesterday's ball game, three hits in Tuesday afternoon's game. The two-out pitch on the way, in there for a strike, 0-1. Torrey batting .273 with a team-leading 20 RBIs. The only other player with that many is Drew Jones. Pitch on the way to the left side. It bounces off the third baseman's glove. The throw to first. It gets past. One run comes home. Here comes the second. And the Rawhide have tied up the ball game at 2-2 thanks to two mishaps on the infield. And Torrey goes over to second base. Wow, what a game here in the ninth. What a series, should say. Interested to see if this will be a double error or if they'll just count it as one. The ball was grounded to the third baseman, Andy Perez. He lost control of it, scooped it back up near shortstop. His throw to first was low and wide. And as a result, Torrey goes over to second. Anderson Rojas scores from third easily. And then Cole Roberts, who is standing at second, he scores as well. So the sixth batter of the inning. And it will go down as just one error against Torrey. First pitch goes in there for strike number one. Back-to-back nights where Fresno has a chance to end the ball game on a ground ball to third, and they're unable to close it. Luis to the left side, he fouls it off, 0-2. And all of a sudden now you got some action brewing in the Rawhide pen. Two down in the inning, 0-2 is the count. The pitch on the way. Into left field, going backwards is the left fielder Cruz. He'll make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. We're moving to the bottom of the ninth once again. The Rawhide rally late. They scored two runs in the top of the ninth inning, and the ball game is 2-2 heading into the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaintLearRawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back, Rawhide Baseball. Ben McCabe will lead things off. It will be McCabe, Luis Mendez, G.J. Hill, 8, 9, and 1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. back-to-back nights where the Rawhide had rallied to force a bottom nine. And looking to take the series lead 2-1. New pitcher in the ballgame is Edgar Isaiah, the fourth arm elected by manager D. Garner on this Thursday night. Isaiah 1-1 to McCabe. His pitch outside, swing and miss, 1-2. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Sail to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Ben McCabe in this ballgame is 0-2. And a big 1-2 pitch on the way to McCabe. Right down the middle, but it was high. Ball two. Isaiah, the big 99-cent mark on that one. You can see the velocity from up here. 2-2, no outs. Isaiah's fourth pitch, breaking ball inside, a hit by pitch. Gonna bring up Luis Mendez to the plate. So Alexis Lobano is done for the day after two-thirds of an inning. He did his job striking out two, walked one. That run is charged against Rio Britton. And manager D. Garner came out to wonder if Ben McCabe was in the act of a swing. He did kind of flinch and argued that maybe it hit the butt of his bat. Umpire Alan Bryant says no, and he steps over to first. Luis Mendez now, double play set up for Visalia. Would not be surprised if they try to steal a bag right here. Pitch on the outside corner, 0-1. Pitch from Isaiah on the way, and it's in there for a strike, 0-2. Edgar Isaiah in 2024 is 2-1 with a 5.06 ERA. He's appearing in his 12th game of the year. 0-2 pitch on the way, outside, ball one, 1-2. 19 strikeouts from Isaiah compared to his 14 walks. His most strikeouts of his professional playing time, 47 punch-outs in 2022 during his time in the Arizona Complex League. 1-2 pitch misses upstairs, ball two. Nobody warming in the Rawhide pen. This is Isaiah's ninth inning to lose. Two balls and two strikes, no outs. The pitch gets past Kenny Castillo. Runner advances to second. Double play is out of order. Ball three. 1-1 from Edgar Isaiah. And the count goes full, and now the infield are going to have a players-only meeting right now. Entire infield comes in. Kenny Castillo has a word with the field. Kenny Castillo will make his way back behind the home plate ditch. The payoff pitch on the way, ball four, runners on first and second. Luis Mendez with the walk, and he'll bring up G.J. Hill to the plate. And we'll see if pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out. It'll be G.J. Hill, the former Rawhide, looking to walk it off against his former team. Walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Corners are playing in. We'll likely see a bunt from G.J. Hill. He's had two base hits in the ballgame. Jackson Feltner way in, and the pitch is fouled off to the left side, 0-1. Jackson Feltner, I mean, he was creeping significantly there over at first base. By the time the ball was released, he was halfway down the first base line. 0-1 with no outs. We'll likely see the same thing. Cole Roberts has creeped over to the right side to cover first on the throw, just in case. Bunt again, misses upstairs. Ball one, throw to second, and it's not in time. Taurine had the tag for a moment. He looked like he had him. And Taurine could not believe the call. Very aggressive at second base was Ben McCabe, and he just barely dives back in. 1-1 with no out. Taurine all over the backside of McCabe. Pitch again, outside corner, strike number two. It's a big strike right there because it will likely take out the bunt scenario. Unless Fresno's feeling risky and they want to show bunt on a two-strike count. Feltner still playing on the infield grass. We'll see what he does. Bunt again, 1-2, upstairs, ball two. Ben McCabe hit by a pitch on the hands. Luis Mendez was walked, putting runners on first and second. No outs. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Edgar Isaya. The hold at the chest, the deal. Bunt is clean. The third base side. Luis will field. Toss to first in time. Cole Roberts providing the coverage. One away, two in scoring position. So a sack bunt from G.J. Hill advances everybody 90 feet. Are we going to see another bottom nine walk-off? It would be the third time this year that that has been the case. One down, infield plays in, and before the pitch will occur, the pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound, and the Fresno fans booing with all their might. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health now open in Visalia. Ben McCabe at third base, Luis Mendez at second, and T-Mark will make his way back to the Rawhide dugout. Big point in the ball game. We've had two or three in this ball game, and most of the action so far has come in either the eighth or the ninth. Three combined runs through just two frames. When all ball game, we just saw one run. It was back in the sixth. First pitch from Isaya, and it's outside for ball one, 1-0. Fourth batter of the inning, and it's Aiden Longwell. Up the middle, diving effort by Taurine, but the only play he'll have is at first base, and another walk-off win, make it back-to-back night for the Fresno Grizzlies. A walk-off base hit from Aiden Longwell, and the Fresno Grizzlies walk off this ball game 3-2 on a Thursday night. No runner at third. Taurine makes that play at first. There's two down and runner at third. However, it was second and third, and despite the heroics from Christopher Taurine, this ball game has come to a conclusion. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this ball game. We'll go through the numbers and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Another very tough loss for the Rawhide on this Thursday night. Fresno 3, Visalia 2. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it
happen. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Back to back tough nights for Visalia with Aiden Longwell walking it off tonight. Last night it was a fielding error, or throwing error, I should say, by Jordan Chalas that suffered the loss for Visalia. And let's go through this ball game. First inning, Yancel Luis with a double, his team-leading 10th double of the year. However, he was stranded at second base with Junior Franco and Kenny Castillo both flying out. Bottom of the first inning, two hits from the Fresno Grizzlies, one from G.J. Hill and one from Braylon Wimmer. However, unable to capitalize on anything, a major turning point there was Aiden Longwell's double play flyout. It was a 7-6-3 DP. G.J. Hill tried to steal the bag, and somehow he just got kind of locked up at second base, and nothing comes out of it. Second inning, Visalia goes three up, three down. That would be a storyline really throughout the ball game. Visalia was sat down in order three separate times tonight, one in the second, one in the fourth, and one in the seventh inning. Third inning as well, and the second, Jacob Steinmetz, however, sitting the side down in order. Steinmetz would go on to pitch six innings of work, eight hits, one run, one earned run, including seven strikeouts, but the big one right there, no walks from Jacob Steinmetz on this Thursday night. The scoring didn't get started until the sixth inning. Started things off with a single from G.J. Hill, then a throwing error one batter later from the pitcher Jacob Steinmetz, and then the RBI base hit from Aiden Longwell, and it makes it a 1-0 ball game. Eighth inning comes. They add on a few more runs as well. They tally one in the eighth. A hit batsman for G.J. Hill to lead things off. A single from Braylon Wimmer. Andy Perez walks with bases loaded. Pitching change brings in Alexis Lobano in the ball game. He walks one, and another runner comes on to score. It's now 2-0. Top of the ninth inning, very similar to last night's ball game. The Rawhide playing disciplined ball in the ninth, grinding it out. They bring up seven batters to the plate, including two singles. A big crucial error on the ground at third base. Christopher Torin reaches off of an E5, and as a result, the Rawhide scored two runs. They send this to the bottom of the ninth inning. Edgar Isaya checks into the ballgame. Bottom nine, hits Ben McCabe, walks Luis Mendez. A sack bunt from G.J. Hill puts runners on second and third. Aiden Longwell steps up to the plate, and he hits the ball right up the middle. Maybe one of the best defensive plays we've seen all year long from Christopher Torin. But in a play like that, they're sending McCabe as soon as the ball's put in motion. And Torin has no play at home by the time he's able to look up and see where the base runners are. And as a result, Aiden Longwell with the RBI single to win this ball game. Final score tonight, 3-2, Fresno Grizzlies, the winner on this Thursday night. The pitcher of record, the winner is Sam Weatherly, 2-1 with a 4.50 ERA. Meanwhile, Edgar Isaya falls to 2-2 with a 5.73 ERA. What's up, aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ball game. 3-2, Fresno. They now lead the series 2-1. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap things up when we come back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road. Fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck.
Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Chichansey Park in Fresno, California. The Grizzlies 3-2 winners on this Thursday night. Time to look around the California League scoreboard. We'll start off first in Lake Elsinore, where the Storm allowed two runs in the top of the ninth inning, a ball game that they led all night long. They end up falling to San Jose 6-5. However, it was a ball game for San Jose where they out-hit the Lake Elsinore Storm 16-8. The big blowout in today's ball game, the free game of the day, Modesto 14-0 winners against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in a battle of the top seeds in the California League. And with that loss now, once again, Rancho dropping another game, five straight losses, and then out at Inland Empire, the 66ers 6-2 winners on this Thursday night. Next up, looking around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization out in High A, the Hillsboro Hops shut out the Vancouver Canadiens 2-0. And then out in Double A, the Northwest Arkansas defeats Amarillo 4-2. And then lastly, in Triple A, the Reno Aces 4-2 winners against the Oklahoma City Dodgers. The Arizona Diamondbacks get the day off as they just finished up the series against the LA Dodgers, where they took 2 out of 3 at Dodger Stadium. Is the first time since April of 2018 that the D-backs end up taking a series against the Dodgers out in Chavez Ravine. They'll be back in action tomorrow, those Arizona Diamondbacks. They'll take on the Miami Marlins at 6:40 local time. Meanwhile, for tomorrow's ball game, it will be a 7:05 first pitch here from Chichansey Ballpark. It will be Denny Lorando on the mound for Visalia. He was 0-1 with a 4.33 ERA. He was typically the Saturday starter. However, when Roman Angelo got called up to Hillsboro, the second Rawhide pitcher to get called up, Denny Lorando slides up into that Friday spot. Meanwhile, for Fresno, it will be Jack Mahoney getting the start for the Fresno Grizzlies. He is 2-3 with a 3.43 ERA. Meanwhile, on this Thursday night, Fresno 3-2 winners. The Grizzlies 3 runs on 10 hits, 3 errors. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, they have 2 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. Winning pitcher is Sam Weatherly. He's now 2-1 with a 4.50 ERA. Meanwhile, Edgar Isaya suffers the loss. He's now 2-2 with a 5.73 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 26 minutes to play tonight's ball game in front of a crowd of 2,324 fans here at Chichansey Ballpark. Once again, tomorrow's ball game, 7:05, will be the first pitch and will be on the air starting at 6:55 right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. So until tomorrow night, the Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Visalia Rawhide 3-2. We'll talk tomorrow night at 6:55 p.m. Until then, have a great night and go Rawhide.
Open Road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating